All right, I don't know what the fuck just happened. I fucking, she's out though. I hit something. I don't know. But if you're tuning in and you're new, Nick Drivis, Drivis. Oh, the same say my last name. Oh, I'm looking at the phone. Oh, fuck it. Oh, goddamn. Yeah, I'm on my dinner break, I guess. It's 6:14 p.m. here in New York. Been here since 12. And some people, man, like, are super nice, and then you get the ones that are kind of mean. That's alright, everybody's different. ROI positive. I actually hit up Gary Vaynerchuk, and there was a scenario. No, I'll tell you what was the first thing? Is that I tend to be, like, too nice, people say. To me, that I'm too nice to people, and I told Gary on Instagram, and he said there's not a thing called too nice, and he was right, because the post was, like, regarding, like, being ROI positive, meaning, like, always being kind, nice, like, don't, like, be mean to anybody or, like, anything like that, you know. Kindness is a thing people are just, like, born with sometimes, or, like, you can learn it. It's, like, both ways it can be. But that was, like, the first thing I said to him. Then I was like, oh, shit. Like, he replied back. So I was like, yo, like, thank you. And then on the same post, like, 20 minutes later, I was going to bed. And I was like, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, should I write something else? Because, like, this happened at work. And I was like, yo, whatever, fuck it. So last week, I was working the night shift, and it was around, like, 9 p.m., and I was leaving at, like, 10. Now, I work at my local Walgreens, so at the register, you have, like, the little pad that people can look at the thing when the people are scanning. So I wasn't on the register. I was on the other register, though, like, taking somebody else, and my I don't want to say her name, but she was ringing somebody up, and they were looking at the prices of everything. And then she said, oh, you did an extra one as she was scanning it. That's what is supposedly said. And then, so I guess they paid for it. And then she came back, like, in here, like, screaming. And I was like, whoa, like, we all make mistakes. Like, it's all right. And then I walk away. I'm walking away. And this woman's still, like, yelling at the other cashier who's on the main register. I was on the backup. And she's like, oh, I told her that there was an extra one and she didn't take it off. And then I was like, how am I supposed to know that, though? That's not completely true. And then she was like, mind your own business type deal. And I was like, all right, you know what, whatever. Like, fuck you, bitch. I said to myself under my breath. And then I just went into the aisle. Because I was like, what the hell? Just out of nowhere, she was just, like, screaming her head off when she came back in. I'm just yelling at the main cashier, and I was like, you can't, like, I feel you shouldn't be doing that to people. You know, like, we're human. We make mistakes. Not everybody's perfect. No one is perfect. We don't live in a perfect world. If somebody fucks you up with your money, you got to get that back, but in a kind way. Always be the bigger person. Never be on the same level. Like, never get revenge. I was always learning that you should always be the bigger person. And in that situation, I was just frustrated. So, like, I said that to myself. And then she left, and I was saying, like, fuck out of here. Like, you know, I said it just under my breath again. But it's just because I was frustrated, and it was a long day. Not to, like, complain about my job. Like, there's a story to this. This is why I'm telling you. I'm not just telling you about my fucking day at work. So this is why I explained to Gary, and Gary explained back to me. He said, it's okay to be frustrated, but her actions shouldn't be like that, like the way she was coming at us. And that's why I felt. I felt the same way. Like, I was frustrated, like, I was angry, and to a certain degree. And he agrees with me that, like, it was totally out of character. And then there's some shit, like, people going back and forth on it, and they're like, they agreed with me and Gary, and then somebody's, like, saying, oh, well, you just lost a customer, and, like, she could go out and tell her friends, and, like, oh, they're bad and everything. But I'm like, yo, dude, like, it really doesn't matter, because I think you're thinking too much of the topic. Like, you don't know that, and, like, just in general, like, if I lose 5 customers and then I gain, like, 15, then it's all right. But whatever, like, I personally don't even care. You can talk shit, like, I really don't care. Like to, you know, like, with the customer itself or anything. Like, the customer can do whatever, like, I don't really care. I don't really care here either, to be honest. Like, it's not my passion, it's not my love. That's why I don't really care. But, you know, knowing, like, the customer is always right or whatever. I don't even know if that's, like, I don't know, whatever the fuck, whatever. Yeah, that was my story, and Gary got back to me. So, you know, being frustrated is okay, but her actions didn't match the scenario, basically, and what she was saying. It's like she was taking it to an extreme, and I'm not, like, exaggerating or anything. Like, she was literally, like, screaming at the main cashier, and they were both, like, both of their heads were, like, going back and forth, because my main cashier was getting, like, you know, like, talking back, because at that point, it was, like, getting out of control. Then I had to step in, like, I wasn't gonna just watch it. I'm not like that, I'm not a bystander, even though, you know, nowadays, it's like, oh, be a bystander, whatever, don't get involved. Like, I was never taught that. I was always taught to, like, help the person out, you know, even if you can get hurt in that situation, fuck it, though. Like, the person who you're on your side is more important than being soft, you know, and I think that's what they're teaching these kids nowadays, is to be soft, and that ain't right. There's a thing for 8th place trophies, this is what Gary said, then you're not gonna lose. Like, you gotta lose. Like, this is how the real world works. When you come out here, like, there ain't no fucking, it ain't a walk in the park or anything, like, either. Like, it's fucking hardcore shit that you gotta deal with. Like, it's not like you're gonna win either way. Like, you're gonna win or you're gonna lose. It's either or. So I think that's what's happening in everywhere, like, with shit with, like, that. And they're putting in work environments, like, here, and I don't think that's right. Now, this is my own personal opinion. Of course, we're going off a little topic here, but I wonder what you guys think. I wonder if you guys can even hear me. Oh, shit. What time is it? 6:00. Oh, okay, I got 10 more minutes. All right, cool. Dog. Done with my break. Fuck. I hope you guys enjoyed. I love you guys. It's heavy. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Oh, God. Fucking salty ass sandwich. I love you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow. It's every single day. Let me know what you thought of this story, though. Pretty interesting. You can hit me up on Instagram at Nick_Drivis, D-R-I-V-A-S. If you want to check out my channel, it's up to you, D-R-I-V-A-S. You can just type that in. And it's Nick Drivis Vlogs, baby. Every single day. Video a day to help you out. I love you, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Hasta vista.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.